in the business community when it comes to prices, with minor exceptions. You can appeal to a man like Tom Watson, for example, and you can do something with him. To talk to a fellow like, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but he's a good example. To talk to a fellow like Blau, for example, on a question like this, you might just as well forget about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it. He has no feeling for the public interest.
Yeah.
But there are very few Tom Watsons
I agree with that.
Now, far from cutting back on capital expenditures, what I would do if there is a problem of allocation of resources, I would, by gosh, just go ahead and set up a system of priorities or allocation that would see that the necessary equipment and the necessary raw materials to manufacture the equipment are channeled into those projects that are of a productive character, that will, in fact, produce...
I couldn't get five votes for it. I couldn't get five. They're worse for that than they are taxes. Control. You just can't. When you try to exercise one that you have, just by accident, like on hides, instead of letting them all get out of the country and let the jump be 100% increase, and have a great shortage where you haven't got leather for our own army boys' shoes, and you just say hold back on them, why the whole damn Congress turns on you.
I think, Mr. President, that when there's a war going on in the country, there never is such a time as demands for the highest possible productive capacity in the country.
That's right.
And
you can't have that if you...
That you have, or should have, ample powers during this kind of a situation to channel things.
Well, you don't at all, Don, unless Congress gives it to you.
I would have thought that the power is already...
No. I can't control the distribution or the price or the quantity or even get them to change from one thing to another that they're producing. I can control a few items that we export and say that there's a great shortage here, and for various reasons, we are not going to let them be exported or cut down on them. In the case of shoes, I guess that the prices of shoes would have gone up another 10 or 15% because hides had jumped 100%. And Argentina cut off her exports, and she and the United States are the two that traditionally export. So it put the pressure on us, and then all of our big orders on account of the Vietnam thing and 800,000 men coming in, we had to take some action. We did. And they've blown it out of the water, and they will make it ineffectual, and the Congress will practically destroy it, although we're on a sound legal basis. But they're just holding up everything else just because we've taken it. Now, we considered very carefully the system control that would give us this, and where we could say to a plant, you quit making playpens here and you do this, and you quit building huge office buildings and under your accelerated depreciation do this. And but we can't get 5% to go along with us.
President, I wouldn't tell anybody to quit doing anything. But what I would do is to tell somebody to start doing something. And what I mean by that is this: there is a major manufacturer in the United States who isn't involved directly or indirectly in either selling raw materials that eventually go into military equipment or selling machine tools that eventually go into factories that are used to produce the military equipment and supplies. Now, all I have in mind is that companies that either are producing the raw materials or producing machine tools or producing the equipment are directed to fill certain orders that are related to expansion of the productive capacity of the country, and I think there'd be a sound military reason for for doing this, and therefore a sound legal basis for doing it without any consultation with Congress. Now the effect of channeling it in a particular direction is necessarily...
What authority would you have for that? Where do you get your power to say to you that we have a sound military reason to tell you to quit selling the city of Annapolis, divert this, and sell it over here to...
Well, you don't tell them, Mr. President, to stop selling to anybody, but the necessary consequence of ensuring that these requirements that have a military orientation are filled first is going to have the effect of not making it available.
Well, if we had that, we wouldn't have any problem with the boots out in Vietnam right now. We'd have all of them we need. If we had that power, we wouldn't have a bit of trouble with uniforms.
Don't you have the power, Mr. President, to direct manufacturers?
Oh, I got the power to do all the talking I want to, but I can't make anybody do anything. If I did, I'd have more boots than I want. I wouldn't have a shortage there this morning.
Does the Attorney General say that you don't have the power to...
I haven't asked the Attorney General. I've just talked to all of the group about getting the power and the authority to take charge of this economy and try to direct it and control it, and all of them who have done it in past periods when you had the labor controls, when you had price controls, when you had the material controls, just tell me that they can't get it, and that it would be undesirable in their judgment if they could. Now, I don't know.
Mr. President, I haven't practiced law for a long time, but I would be amazed if there isn't the ingenuity in the Justice Department and in other places in the government to find a legal basis for requiring that those materials and supplies that have a military orientation be forthcoming and delivered for a specific purpose. I just can't believe that that power does not exist in the government and in the Commander-in-Chief. Now, of course, it's possible, I've learned this in the past, to look at situations and say, well, here we are, and the situation just doesn't admit of a solution. I don't believe that's the case here. And one other thing I'd like to mention, if I may, for your consideration, and it's related to the matter of the public feeling that it really doesn't know what's happening, and feeling that there are uncertainties all over the place. Roosevelt always did a magnificent job with the fireside chat. I think the best means of communication that a president has to the people is over radio and television. There's an enormous interest in all of these questions, and I think that there are answers that are available to them. There are reassurances and assurances that can be given, and I just wonder whether you should give them
Boy, I'd love to if I knew what I could tell them at this stage. I can't, first place, what you're talking about, I can't do. I can't direct the production in this country without additional authority. I can't do it as far as the workers are concerned. I can't do it so far as the employers are concerned. So that is out. Whether it's surprising or not, it's fact. I can't get that authority. I'm convinced of that, and I've explored it and had a good many discussions about it. So I can't go on a fireside chat and say this is what that'll be. So the second thing I've had to consider is can we skim off some of it by curtailing our government expenditures? And we have done that some. I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe that by June the 30th, that the deficit that I estimated 18 months ago to be $5.3 billion when I submitted my budget January a year ago. Notwithstanding the fact that I've had to go several billion, six, eight, ten more in Vietnam, I believe my deficit will be less than I said it would be. And that will be because of two reasons. My income up, and although my expenditures on Vietnam have been way up, several billion, I've been able to keep them in balance by curtailing other things. Now, I haven't been able to emphasize that much or to even fireside chat it, because if I did, they'd break my back, and I couldn't do it, and I felt it's better to do it and than to talk about it. So much for the expenditures now. The economy controls the directions. I've covered that. The expenditures, I'm covering that. So then it gets me back to do I don't own taxes. And I must admit that I'm going to be influenced a good deal about whether I can have a fighting chance of succeeding. A man told me yesterday, who has to present these things, that he didn't believe he could get one vote on the Finance Committee for a tax bill. Now, in the light of that, do you submit it? Well, the only way that I know to do it is to try to get some more compelling arguments, like military, which is the most compelling, and maybe Congress convicting itself by overspending and then giving me that excuse. Now, that's what I'm waiting for this month. So if I went on a fireside chat, which has been the refuge of everybody that is uncertain and that wants information, wants leadership, 35 years I've been here, they fall back to that when they don't have it. I'd certainly have a credibility gap right quick, because I really don't know whether I'd recommend taxes or not. And I really don't know whether I should. And I don't know anybody that does know. Now, the reason I called you was to find out if you did know in your own mind. And if you do, what is the answer to that question?
Well, President, I don't want to be repetitious, but...
Well, you need to be if you, because I haven't got it clear what you would do on taxes at this stage of the game in the light of the information you have.
Oh, I can answer that categorically. I think that it's not called for, that I would say that it's not called for, and I wouldn't make the attempt under any circumstances.
All right, now let me answer that. Let me ask you this. If the Congress goes over the budget by $5 billion, it's now over $3.5 billion, and it's got two or three other things coming. If it goes over my budget $5 billion, which give me a deficit probably of $8 or $9 billion, and McNamara comes in to you on the 15th of June and said, in the light of the way things are going here, we've got to have 450,000 there by January the 1st, and I've lost 300 planes at $3 million apiece, and I've got to have $15 billion more money. If he says that to you June 15th, and you look at it, and you got $5 billion deficit on your own, you don't get authority to sell any securities, or if you do, export, import, and the rest of them, they don't buy them. So you just got a normal $5 billion deficit. Congress has gone over you $5 billion, that's 10. McNamara should say, I think $15 billion is the highest figure we could guess. It could be from 5 to 15. But just say he said 10. You'd have a $20 billion deficit. Would that change your mind any on try to get a tax bill?
No, it wouldn't change my mind for a number of reasons. First of all, I think that the basic problem is a political. It is the question of analyzing it to find out what is the situation and what are the remedies that are called for. I may be way out of my field, but looks to me that the problem is and is going to continue to be for the balance of this year, the fact that there are a certain number of senators and there are a certain number of the whole House up for election, and they are